Hello, you're listening to Landa's Extravagant Podcast. In this podcast with yours truly, Landa Demirovsky, today I'm going to interview Miss Corbett, a correctional officer. You might be wondering what a correctional officer is. A correctional officer is a uniformed official in charge of the care and supervision of prisoners. I know what you are thinking. This is going to be a boring podcast about how I talk about the specifics of her job. If that's what you're thinking, you're very, very wrong. This podcast is about the life of a correctional officer. They are underestimated, but they are actually really important. I can't wait to get started. Miss Corbett is a very active member of our community.
The Big Brother and Big Sister Corporation. I also enjoy helping at a women's shelter for domestic violence. And I like helping the Children's Aid Services by helping the children that do not have parents available to take them to, even if it's just a movie, or take them to Tim Hortons and just having them sit down and talk with somebody.
Whoa, those are very important causes. She's contributed to the community in such an amazing way. She must have a lot of motivation to participate in all of these causes.
I've always wanted to be a foster parent or adopt a child from CAS because I know that they would never have an opportunity to have a family any other way. So things like that are close to my heart, and same with domestic violence because those victims, nobody can speak for them. So at least if I can help in a way in the community, even if it's just taking them for a coffee and having somebody listen to them, sometimes they don't have that.
It sounds like she really cares about others, but as much as she likes her job, there are a few changes that she would make for the better.
The whole young offender system, I do not agree with, and unfortunately, the young offender system has not been good for the adult system. So we're not correcting their behavior at a younger age. We're actually making them into better criminals, which is a downfall because I work with adults, and in my 15 years, these adult inmates have gotten extremely worse for behavioral and the way that they are, and it's more dangerous.
Oh no, they should really change that. That's a huge crisis. She seems really involved in the community. How does her job affect the community?
It's a very negative on the community. The community does not like people in corrections. We are called the armpit of law enforcement. Nobody likes us. They like the police for the most part, but they do not like us, and they don't understand what we do. They just think that we just lock these guys up and we don't do our job. But there's other jobs that we do. From my upbringing, I was always taught to be respectful and be professional, so I try and at least maintain that position in the community.
Whoa, she's been through it all. She's really tough. It's amazing how much she does for the community and how much she's had to sacrifice to become this amazing person.
Seeing some bad things, like I've had to see some really bad things. Inmates being stabbed and slashed or bones broken. So sometimes that can be extremely stressful.
I agree with you 100%. You are just as important and maybe even more important than a police or a firefighter. You've really opened my mind about correctional officers. They are a key part in the community and they shouldn't be treated any less than a police officer. I think her job is even more dangerous. I hope you enjoyed listening to this interview with Miss Corbett about her amazing stories and about how she contributes to the community. I loved interviewing her. I learned so many things I didn't know about correctional officers in general. I need to give Mr. Gordon, my grade 6 teacher, and especially Miss Corbett herself a lot of thanks for helping me make this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. That's it for Landa's Extravagant Podcast.